So Sharon had joined the youth group at Wembley Church of Christ. That's where we're up to, isn't it? A youth worker, the daughter of the pastor there, did a lot of good work at City Beach. And she picked up my daughter and some others there. I studied and passed exams as a certified investment planner. One of the few in Western Australia. Basically, the qualification those days was if you breathed on glass and it went foggy, you were in. But we kind of had higher standards. After the share crash of 87 and constant fruitless struggle, I just gave up and started doing some field survey work for other surveyors. I came home after a long day to find my wife had cleaned out her wardrobe and left and run off with the bar manager, who left his wife and kids. My kids were in year 12 and year 11. I had next to no income after business expenses. It was like being cut in half with a chainsaw. Maxine said, 10 years of hell is enough. You'll never change. I spent a week or two in insane denial. And then one sleepless night I realised I'd come to the end of everything. So I said, God help me. Anyway, meanwhile, my daughter Sharon had already set me up to meet her pastor. Under pretext of helping with some survey for a church building extension. She's still cunning. He was amazing, and he met me right where it hurt. Rapid instruction, daily change. Within a month, I surrendered and was baptised, this time as an adult. It seems there was some celebrating by a lot of people who'd been holding their breath. I wrote to Cousin Tony and said that his book eventually worked. It took a while. I told Maxine I didn't know how she managed to stick it out as long as she did, and that I would have left me too, but everywhere I went, I came with me. And she confessed then that she had stopped wishing I would just die. These days we're old friends. Phew. And proud of our adult kids and our daughter, granddaughter. But she's in palliative care. But we're good together. I did many laps around Lake Munga. Many, many laps. And then some guys rang up and asked to meet about my book. And eventually, they ordered 5,000 copies. So now Murray and I had $10,000 each and 5,000 motivated readers. Oh, God, what am I going to do with this? Mum gave me $10,000, saying, you haven't ever stopped since your first day of school and you need a long break. So I did. And the guy that bought all the books was another spooky Christian. They were coming in at me from everywhere. I said, when he gave me the order, Lauren, I have to admit to you that when you rang, I was all done. I don't have the money to do a revised print run. He says, don't worry about all that old stuff, Paul. You're here now. That's amazing. You know, like, where'd this guy come from? He prepaid the printing, and over the next decade, we sold 30,000 copies. Readers rang and became clients, and we booked my financial planning business and Murray's accounting practice over again. In the beginning, so we're flipping back now, so that was the concluding that bit of thing, and I'm going back. In the beginning, every time I met to talk and pray with Pastor John, I cried. And then I pulled myself together, and he would pray for me, and then I would leave. But he convinced me of God's complete forgiveness through Jesus, and I had to have that before I could go any further. The next phase. A year later, my house got sold for the divorce, and I rented a big place for me and my two senior teens, and my friend Jose, an Irish engineer Dave, who Jose and I had rescued, and we installed a pool table and we became that place with all the cars. I was fired up with the spirit, but still couldn't concentrate on boring stuff like administration and tax returns. I had answers to the world's problems, but I didn't want to do any actual work. An old farmer mate turned up for a yarn, another non-Christian Anglican. He said, maybe the crying's what you actually need to do. And he gave me some notes from a support group his wife was in. It told about recorded distress that shuts down your mind and how your natural healing process has been blocked and what to do about it. I knew then that the crying was okay and actually an outward sign of inner healing, but it wasn't really about the recent events as an adult. The very next night, I was watching a run of An Officer and a Gentleman on TV when it came to the scene of a hanging. And I lost it for a while. And then I got excited because I had the key. These were not victims' tears now. They were blessed release. I just used to stand in the shower where they wouldn't sting and let it flow. Been saved up for 30 years. Born again is a good description of what it's like. The yoke becomes light, chains fall off. There's energy just pumping. And you wouldn't go back to where you were for all the money and power in the world. So the elephant in the room became visible. I opened a conversation with Mum and we became warm and close again. And many things were discussed and set free. Nick Nolte acts it perfectly in the film Prince of Tides. The stuff to be healed doesn't stop with the one event, but includes all the really stupid decisions and things and failures that flow on and compound from being in such a state for so long. And as each hurt is discharged, the mental and emotional capacity grows steadily and replaces the paralysis. I realised I didn't have to ever arrive. It was enough to be heading in the right direction because everything then looks hopeful. It's not a matter of fix me, it's get me fixin'. I can change. I'm changing. I'm getting better. I read voraciously. I did courses. I got fit. I never smoked again. I became pretty much a non-drinker. None of that to be a good guy. I just lost the desire for it. After a couple of years of natural confusion, rather than longing for love lost or another female partner, I just got fed up with feeling like that. And with my pastor's help, I asked in prayer for an answer, and it came. But it wasn't, I shall find thee a mate. It was, give up all hope and be happy how you are. And I felt the load shift. I quit the brass band within weeks, got a call to play trumpet in the Magic Dream Big Band. I remember a month or so later, in Government House Ballroom, and I'm standing up playing the trumpet solo of In the Mood with this 18-piece band of old pros pumping away behind me, and suddenly there's this little kid in here going, woo! I nearly forgot where I was. Because that what fired me up when I was about 11 or 12 or something. Anyway, where are we going? Probably the most profound time of that re-emergence was one night lying in bed and saying to Jesus, thank you for saving me. Now, what would you like me to do? Woo, that is the most terrifying bungee jumping prayer you can ever pray. It's like, no defence. And I seemed to spend the next year or three helping people who just kept turning up. There's some pretty surreal connections. There's never more than I could handle. Healing the 17-year-old me healed my relationship with my 17-year-old son as I shifted from tense authority to staunch ally. And same with my daughter. it's not, don't do that and watch out for this, but it's tough out there. You're doing it well, much better than I did. You're smart and good. You'll make it. I believe in you. That works too. I took David on a road trip to Norseman and Esperance and let him drive unlicensed at 16 for hours and hours. We had tea and cakes with old friends. Coming home, I got him to drive really fast and then do hard controlled braking. I gave him his life story about how we all belong to one creator and just participate in the game of life, and how I come to love him by caring for him and enjoying him and not by owning him, and how soon we would be adult males who were special friends. Then we put Top Gun in the Danger Zone on the tape and we burned up the back roads through the hills home. Later, I'd finally genuinely shifted into the inner space and peace of accepting being a free and single man henceforth. And Karen turned up. Another darn Christian. So with us, it was brand new, like first love, and hard to believe for me at 48. There are plenty of side stories, but from there on, I've been with this church and we've shared parts of the journey together. Timing's going well, John. Nearly done. Yeah. I'm just going to do a bit of preaching now. I think I've earned the right. So if you ask, was there one piece of advice that's practical for everybody? No, you don't have to have had the same experience. I think it would be this. When a person suffered a trauma or a loss or hurt, from a little child to anybody, don't be fooled or relieved by how well they seem to be handling it. Because they're letting you off the hook. Well, I found that the people who really cared the most and couldn't control their emotions stayed away. Don't be afraid of losing your own composure in the situation. Wade in to their numbness with the chicken soup. Name the elephant. You have had a terrible shock. It might make things hard for a while. I shall put the kettle on. Don't advise and say everything will be fine. Name the elephant and show that you're there. They'll do the rest in their own time. But they'll never ask from their own isolation. They'll never find the help until it's far too expensive. My faith now, where is it? Well, I've done the studies decades ago. I've got a well-worn old Bible. I've done the bit where the other Christians make you cringe, but then you realise it's just as embarrassing to admit you're a human. So you just have to be true for yourself and God. Can't keep apologising for the world, and you can't argue with closed minds. What did Jesus say to the disciples? Go in the doors that open with the others, knock the dust off your sandals and keep going. Don't waste your time there. So the big thing is love. And look, I've had these experiences and I've had highly credible people tell me about communication that goes beyond what we can see. There's a vast invisible communication channel of love that connects all humans in a way that's beyond understanding. When it's revealed to you, it can spin you out for months. It can reduce you to tears from the full realisation of how much we humans over thousands of years have been hurt, separated, isolated, made afraid and made numb, and come to think that the way we are and that the way our society is normal. So something about through a glass darkly. It's way short of normal. And that amazing internet of love is my kingdom of God. And Jesus teaching about it, and his refusal to not deny it unto death is the truth that sets us free. Oh, I've been known about death. I'm not bothered by what comes after death. I don't need any places out in outer space or anything. A few years ago, I paid a brief visit, but they brought me back. It was hard on Karen and Elkin, but really easy for me. All I had to do was faint. But my great-grandparents live on in me, and I and my children, and everyone I've loved, and everything that ever was, is part of eternity. Then we come to the baby bit. You don't need a trauma story. Don't feel you missed out if you haven't got one. It's okay. I mean, it works out fine in the end, but it's better to have a shortcut. And just coming into this world as a helpless baby and finding yourself dependent on strange, stressed adults around you is enough to confuse and quietly terrify anyone. Excuse me, can I go back in and emerge later when you've all come to your senses? So recently Claire Mink preached on Jesus' teaching that one has to be like a little child to enter the kingdom of God. And that was exactly the door I was knocking on at that time. I'd got back before the 17 and I was going back before the 10. And the person I'm working with is telling me even earlier. I'm working on it. I'm working on reclaiming in here the much longed for and loved child that we all are, who was already in God's kingdom of heaven, loved before he was even conceived. And according to that other Paul's letter to the Ephesians, before even the world was made, his father wise, safe and strong, and well pleased with his existence. His mother singing God's love into him. Which would be, if you wanted to join in, Jesus loves me, this I know. I can't do that. Whoa. Thanks for the counselling session. It's been really good. Can measure it in millilitres.
Is that the song we need to sing?
Well, you can sing it a cappella. Who wants to get started?
Shall we all just stand and sing Jesus Loves Me? This I know.
Thanks, mate. That's the way you've got it. Righto.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.